My name is Omar Ski Ali, a.k.a. Edward Sistrunk. I'm housed at Coal Township in Pennsylvania. Historically, false identifications have been the crux of criminal investigations. Now, for the first time in Pennsylvania, law enforcement officers will have statewide guidelines aimed at preventing them from being a person for bringing a person before a victim in handcuffs, because a victim is affected because of the trappings are suggesting that this is a bad person. Philadelphia Police Department now prohibits just a confrontation because images sometimes become memories and people have a hard time letting them go. Says a psychologist at the University of Washington, a memory of a person and changing their memory is hard to do. Mistaken witnesses identifications are very convincing to a jury because the victims have no motive to lie, said Jack King, a spokesman for the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. Unfortunately, it's the least realistic testimony studies show that eyewitnesses are even less reliable when the victim and suspect are of different races. There is the old draconian premeditated illegal scheme that is synonymous with a high-tech lynching, the all-white jury, an illegal scheme that is practiced nationwide even after the United States Supreme Court in several rulings over the last 40 years have outlawed the practice. However, instead of adhering to these precedents, prosecutors nationwide have repackaged the tactic in order to circumvent the high court and render it impotent. Lastly, when will the madness ever end?
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.